Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Monday, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're beginning with some big football awards.
Yeheus, World Football's governing body, FIFA, announced three player shortlists on Monday for its men's and women's Player of the Year awards. Ladies first, Carly Lloyd of the United States, Aya Miyama of Japan, and Celia Sasic of Germany are the contenders for the Women's Award, which will be announced January 11th at a gala in Zurich, Switzerland. The sunny side of sports doesn't get to vote on these FIFA awards. The voting process is open to the captains and head coaches of the men's and women's national teams of FIFA's 207 member associations. If I did get to vote, though, I think I'd go with Carly Lloyd for the Women's Award. Carly won the Golden Ball at this year's Women's World Cup in Canada as the best player, and she was the inspirational leader of a USA team that won a record third World Cup title. Meanwhile, Lionel Messi of Barcelona and Argentina and Cristiano Ronaldo of Real Madrid and Portugal will once again go head-to-head for the men's prize. Messi's Barcelona teammate, Neymar from Brazil, was also shortlisted for the 2015 FIFA Ballon d'Or Award. Superstar Messi won the award four times in a row between 2009 and 2012. Ronaldo, meanwhile, has won it three times, once when he was at Manchester United in 2008, and the most recent two trophies at Real Madrid. Now, Messi looks like the favorite to win the award again for a fifth time after a calendar year in which, after losing 2 months to injury, he has still scored 48 goals while leading Barcelona to three big trophies, the UEFA Champions League, Spain's La Liga, and the King's Cup. Joining us now with more football news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel are Orange Africa Confederations Cup champions following their 1-0 triumph over South African visitors Orlando Pirates in the return leg of the final in Sousse on Sunday. Centre-back and captain Amar Djemal slotted in the all-important goal in the first half to propel his side to a 2-1 triumph on aggregate. In Senegal, Nigeria edged Mali 3-2 as Egypt and Algeria drew 1-1 in Group B action at the Under-23 Africa Cup of Nations in Mboa, some 70 kilometres southeast of the capital, Dakar, on Sunday. Early on Saturday, Senegal downed South Africa 3-1 as Tunisia edged Zambia 2-1 in Group A matches in Dakar. In Ethiopia, Uganda pipped Burundi 1-0 as Tanzania mainland and Ethiopia drew 1-1 at the Council of Eastern Central Africa Football Association's SECAFA Senior Challenge Cup in Awasa, some 270 kilometers south of the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, on Saturday. Early on Friday, Rwanda dismissed Somalia 3-0 as giant killer Zanzibar and defending champions Kenya 3-1. Elsewhere, South Sudan beat guest side Malawi 2-0 as Sudan overpowered Djibouti 4-0 in Bahir Dar, some 320 kilometers north of Addis Ababa. Today, Monday, Uganda play Malawi, then Tanzania mainland engage Sudan in the quarterfinal matches in Addis Ababa. Turning to athletics, Bihanu Legese and Mosinet Geremeu secured a 1-2 Ethiopian triumph at the Airtel New Delhi Half Marathon in the Indian capital on Sunday. Legese clocked 59 minutes and 20 seconds. Geremeu was a second adrift, while Eritrean World Half Marathon record holder Zerzene Tadesa placed third in 59 minutes and 24 seconds. In the women's event, Cynthia Limo, Hela Kiprop, and Gladys Cherono clinched a 1-2-3 Kenyan medal podium sweep. 2 seconds separated the trio. Limo and Kiprop were credited with an identical time of 1 hour, 8 minutes and 35 seconds, 1 second ahead of Chesire. In basketball, Nigeria's Dolphins outwitted Cameroon's Inges 56-46. Mozambique's Ferroviario de Maputo edged Uganda's Kampala City Council authorities 67-62. And the Democratic Republic of Congo's INSS beat Kenya's United States International University 85-80 at the Africa Women's Club Basketball Championships in Luanda, Angola on Sunday. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. Tamina,
time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very,
very excited. Ngijabulile.
Hola. Cuz this is Africa. Tamina mina. Waka waka eh. Tamina mina sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Hello Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this, it's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brila with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Boxing has a new world heavyweight champion. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, reports.
Good evening, Africa. British boxer Tyson Fury has become the new world heavyweight champion after upsetting Ukrainian Vladimir Klitschko in Dusseldorf, Germany. Tyson, who remains unbeaten, won the fight in front of over 50,000 boxing fans in a unanimous decision that ended Klitschko's 9-year reign. The judges called the fight 115-112, 115-112, and 116-111, all for the 27-year-old Tyson.
Congratulations to Vladimir and his team. They put up a really good fight tonight. I found him quite awkward to land clean on, as he did me. You know, he caught me with some good shots, so credit to him. I'm a young, big, fast heavyweight, so congratulations to Vlad, because he landed some great punches on me tonight. But tonight just wasn't his night, and it was my night. God gave me the victory tonight, so I hope to have many more defences of these titles in the future. And if I could just say one thing, if I could be half as good a champion as Vladimir Klitschko, I'd be very, very happy.
Tyson now becomes the World Boxing Association, International Boxing Federation, and World Boxing Organization heavyweight champion.
Just all the hard work has been rewarded with these belts. And to be called myself, go down with the legends, as calling myself the heavyweight champion of the world, you know. This has been the icing moment on the cake. Something I've been working towards my whole life. And like I said in the ring today, it was definitely the Jerry Maguire story for me and Mick Hennessy. Started from the bottom, now we're at the top together. Everybody wrote us off, said we had no chance. I kept faith, he kept faith, Peter kept faith. We all believed we could do it. We came here and we've done it.
All through the fight, the 39-year-old Ukrainian, who was caught under the left eye in round 5, simply couldn't pull the trigger. Klitschko finally started fighting in round 12, but it was too little, too late.
Today was not a good night for me to win this fight. I wish there will be more clean shots that I could land. I couldn't find the right distance and land those shots. Tyson was quick with his hands and his body movement. And his head movement, I couldn't land the right punches. I congratulate him tonight. He won the fight. And to be continued.
Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We heard from Vladimir Klitschko at the end of Shagun's report, and with Klitschko's words, to be continued, it seems to leave open the possibility of a rematch against the new heavyweight champ, Tyson Fury. More basketball news now on The Sunny Side of Sports. Kobe Bryant, the Los Angeles Lakers superstar, says this, his 20th NBA season, will be his last. Kobe wrote at the Players Tribune, it's a website, he writes, "My heart can take the pounding, my mind can handle the grind, but my body knows it's time to say goodbye." Kobe has been plagued by injuries the past few years. The tributes are already pouring in for Kobe in his final NBA season. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had this to say, "With 17 NBA All-Star selections, an NBA Most Valuable Player Award, 5 NBA championships with the Lakers, 2 Olympic gold medals, and a relentless work ethic, Kobe Bryant is one of the greatest players in the history of our game." In more NBA news, the red-hot Golden State Warriors continue to make history. The Warriors go after their 19th consecutive victory to start the season later Monday night when they play the Utah Jazz. On the opposite end of the spectrum, we have the Philadelphia 76ers. Tough to be a Philadelphia fan this NBA season. Philadelphia has lost all 18 of its games this season. Ouch! The Memphis Grizzlies beat the 76ers on Sunday night, 92-84. Their record tying 18th straight loss